Content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 12 noon Central Time, where we are here on this Hump Day edition. That would be May 15th. Talking about what we were just, you know, delving into here with Clayton Llewellyn from Heaven's Harvest. They are one of our partners. Okay, so if you buy anything from them, please take the time to call and let us know. All right, Prepper Beef is another one. Anytime you buy from any of our vendors on thepowerhour.com, please call and let us know so we get credit for it, okay? Now, talking and extrapolating, let's use that word. That sounds better. About what we were talking about in the last segment, about prepping. There is a lot of things going on in the United States right now that's got people freaking out. One of them is the Trump hush money trial. It looks like, to everybody that's looked at this, like a politically motivated attack. And what it's done is increased anxiety among Americans, because even Democrats and independents are looking at this. They see it as unfair. The whole thing looks like it's targeting Trump. But more than that, it's a distraction from what's really going on. Mainstream Americans who listen to this crap on all the networks. Oh, yeah, there's nothing going on here. There's nothing to see here. Remember that Leslie Nielsen? The building is blowing up and burning down, and people are running in all directions. And he's over there telling the mainstream media, oh, there's nothing to see here. Yeah. Well, there is. And people have read past the blowing up of the buildings and everything else. They've read past all that. Mainstream Americans are becoming preppers, and they're driven by fears of potential economic instability, threats to personal freedoms, financial meltdown potentials, outright war. I mean, you look at what's going on in the Middle East, and it's not just that. It's Ukraine. It's Taiwan. It's, you know, the fact that we already know exactly what's going on and what our people are doing, you know, what they're doing. Oh, by the way, I want to make a note here. Heaven's Harvest technically is not a partner. Okay, just so you know. But the thing is they still, when it comes to the quality of the product, they don't have all that bioengineered crap in there, okay? Understand that. But the thing is, it is freeze-dried and it does cost more. But when you have to depend on the quality of calorie count, I mean, there are people, you know, we just talked to Justin Porter, for crying out loud. He was talking about fasting. People who want to maintain health are going to fast, which means you're not going to be eating as many meals per day, which means that once you fix certain kinds of foods and you figure out a way to store them once they're cooked, you can make those last for 2 or 3 days, okay? I mean, that is possible. I have made the Heaven's Harvest broccoli cheese soup. Not only have I extended it out by putting more chopped broccoli into it, and I mean, I chop it up pretty fine. So it's not like I'm eating big chunks of broccoli like you do in some restaurants. No, this is seriously, you know, I chop it up and I basically stretch the life of the soup. And each time you take it out of the fridge, you add a little bit of water to loosen it up, and you heat it up and you eat it. You see, there are ways to extend your food supply by, one, eating two meals a day, or eating smaller meals every time you eat and getting exercise, or fasting. That way you only have to worry about, and you may only be able to afford to eat one meal a day. But the fact of the matter is, there is an exponential growth in the world of prepping, and it's no longer confined to what all these mainstream morons call us as tinfoil hat wearers, the fringe of society. By the fact that mainstream Americans are getting into this thing, it reflects genuine fear, apprehension, concern for the future of our nation. And that's why they are preparing. I've tried to tell people this. Now, whether you listen or not, it's up to you. You think I'm just full of the proverbial caca? Well, whatever. You will face certain doom if there is an EMP attack and you do not have access to water. Seriously. I mean, swimming pools are one thing. But another thing, you know, if you don't have access to water and you can't filter it, which is one of the reasons why, you know, McCanny is out there. This is one of the reasons why. Why do you think the FDA is attacking Berkey? Why do you think that? Because they don't want people buying filtered water. They don't want people having the way to survive. They want to kill them. If they're not poisoning them with food and all this other crap they're putting in it and tainting their water supply. You know, corporations had a lot to do with that, too, because every time there's an accident somewhere, it seems like the water supply gets affected. You don't believe me? Ask anybody living in Palestine, Ohio. They'll tell you. So here's the thing. Those of you that are in a situation where you have to prep, this is a great way to get started. Now, I'm not saying you got to go out and blow your entire 401k on food. All right. You know, you have to buy silver. I buy junk silver. That's what I do. $1,000 face value, which right now is about $27,000 in fiat notes. So that is something you do over time. You don't just, I mean, if you got 27 grand in your 401k and you can pull that out and suffer the tax consequence and buy silver, and I'm talking about pre-1965 dimes, quarters, and halves, right? You'd be doing yourself a big favor. I know there's a lot of people out there like Morgans, but I'm telling you, or Peace Dollars, they're great to have as, you know, a backstop. But trust me, if all of a sudden we go to a CBDC for some reason, or you got to pay your taxes, and the only way that they're going to accept that is either by digital currency or by fiat money, and you don't put away at least enough to pay for 3 or 4 or 5 years, and you see this coming to a neighborhood near you, well, that may be the time to say, look, there's some other woke person out there that would love to move into my house. I need to have a giant garage sale, scale down, and get the hell out of Dodge. I'm dead serious about this. If you live in an area and you see Biden signs all over the place, you're not in a safe area. Because all of these people probably are not preparing. And when the proverbial caca hits the fan, and it doesn't matter how, and I know that we're all sitting there wondering whether or not Iran, which now claims they've got 100-plus nukes, they did this in secret. North Korea is testing sub-nukes. Underground underwater nukes. Russia and China have already claimed they've got hypersonic nukes that will be undetectable. They will launch an EMP attack, and it's not just one. See, that's another misnomer. They're going to have to launch 9 different missiles over the U.S. in order to take out the entire grid and turn everybody on each other. All of those illegal immigrants in this country are going to be in the same boat we are, except the ones who prepared are going to end up defending what they have, because you are not going to feed 8 million people out of one household. It just doesn't make sense, which means that these people will turn into have-nots and come after the haves. It only makes sense. I mean, already they're committing crimes. Now, you take away their food and their water and you put them in starvation mode, you don't think they're going to react differently than getting that little debit card that won't work because the ATMs don't work. The grocery store checkout lines don't work. I mean, come on. What are they going to do? They're coming to your house. And the only way that they're going to run away from your house is if you got a gun and you start firing, because you have to protect what you got. Because we don't know how long the power will be out. It could be a coronal mass ejection that takes us out, or a solar flare. It might not be an EMP attack. It could be a cyber attack. We know that happens because it has been. And we got all these Chinese military people in here. We told you may start dressing up in blue or green or whatever. Oh, maybe they'll just start dressing up in rainbow colors. Oh, shut up. Yeah, you just never know. They hate us. They hate people who prep. They hate people who are happy. They hate people who love America. Because like Ilhan Omar, who got voted into her party again to run on the Democratic ticket up in Minnesota. Hey, guess what? Those people, Somalians and everybody else that put her there, yeah, they're used to living on less, but when you cut it off completely, what do you think they're going to do? You think Minneapolis, St. Paul is a war zone now? You ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, any blue state city, it's going to be a problem. Not only that, but you also need to be looking at your medicine supply. How long do you need it? Do you live near a nuke plant? You got two choices. If you live near a nuke plant, you're going to have to figure out a way to isolate your safe room or whatever with lead to make sure you're not contaminated. And you're going to have to figure out a way to store food, and you're going to have a huge supply of Nuke Protect, which is why I have a commercial out running now that says 4 bottles for every member of your family. And don't worry, it will stay on the shelf for 2 to 3 years and you'll be fine. And you can take it on a regular basis if you're so worried about rotating your stock and order 4 more for each member of your family. That's important. That's why the Power Mall is open, and that's why we're answering questions. Jay and Linda are manning the phones right now. And if you have a problem getting through, you can always hit the number 2 and leave us a message. Or in the alternative, keep trying. Don't just give up. If they don't answer the phone the first time, keep trying. Black seed oil is something that we have been talking about a lot on the show. Yeah, a lot of this is North American urban spice, okay? We've talked about it on the show with Justin Porter. Studies have shown that it's impressive potential to help protect against cancer. You've seen all these documentaries about turbo cancer, about COVID, about mRNA causing turbo cancer, as well as other disorders like diabetes, asthma, or other respiratory ailments. Thymoquinone, TQ. Black seed oil's main bioactive component is the primary compound responsible for many of its benefits, right? Helps reduce the risk of cancer by inhibiting cell proliferation, triggering cancer cell death, preventing cancer cell migration, but without harming the healthy cells. So why is it then that we need to take chemo? It's poison. I'll never do it. I'll never do radiation therapy. I'll never do chemotherapy. It's unnecessary. That's why we have Black Seed, right? Got it in so many different formats at the Power Mall. Another problem with a lot of these Gen Zers through, and down vaping. Now we've got an article out that researchers are doing at University of British Columbia. The impact of vaping on the ocular surface is not benign. In other words, you vape, there are certain health risks to the eye, especially pertaining to the outermost layers of the eye that play an important role in ocular comfort and vision. Dr. Tanya Khan, an oculoplastic surgeon who was not involved in the study, has declared that she has been increasingly noticing younger people who vape reporting dry eyes and redness. Oh, this is only the start. You know, it reminds me of John Candy and Uncle Buck when he's sitting there talking about, yeah, I'm going to get cigars and then I'm going to go to chewing tobacco and then I'll go to the nicotine pack. I mean, come on, people. You make deals with the devil, you get what you get, right? And according to this paper, e-cigarette explosions can also cause trauma to other parts of the eye surface, including bleeding underneath the conjunctiva and accumulation of black particulates in the outer eye surfaces. That's not a good thing either. So, you know, I mean, God gave us free will. Do with it as you wish. Moving into the science and tech category. Now, remember I told you about AI and about you won't know what to believe? Well, guess what Google is doing, which I'm surprised why you're not on Bravo or Brave, I guess it is, and DuckDuckGo. Because, see, at least if you don't use the Google search engine, see, they've announced they're adding more AI to the search. And so the results you get are tainted. Yeah. They're looking to use Gemini as the agent for things like trip planning. They're calling it a search generative experience. And it's been there since last year, but now they're announcing it. They're rolling it out to hundreds of millions of users this week in the U.S. with the intention of making it available to over a billion people by the end of the year. I told you, you're not going to know what to believe because AI is going to distort it, taint it, diffuse it, eliminate it. If AI is programmed not to agree with a political viewpoint, you won't see it, no matter how much you search for it on Google. Google is not your friend. And all those who think we are fighting socialism, communism, or fascism are in for a rude awakening when they're all thrown under the bus by none other than technocracy, which generates this AI garbage. And see, all the people, the socialists, the communists, the fascists, they're all going to get thrown under the bus too, because technocracy, per se, is a scourge on humanity. Destroying the souls of men, women, and children is going to destroy any political system that challenges its autocratic control. And when it finally dawns on you, you'll be looking straight into the face of hell. And no, not Prince Charles's new portrait they just hung up in Windsor Castle that looks like the devil reincarnate. Technocracy will twist your mind like a pretzel. It's the science of social engineering from the start. It'll fool you into thinking that system change is possible. But this, you know, close analysis quickly reveals that there's no system change involved in technocratic designs, no restructuring of power relations, no uprooting of the accumulative capital logic, no supplanting of social forms. It will kill all political systems, economic systems, educational systems. It will destroy what it means to be human. There is no point pushing back against it. We'll assimilate you like a Borg in an old Star Trek movie. There's only one way to destroy it. Pull it out by the root and throw it into the trash bin of history. That means you don't use it. That means you fight it. You fight AI. You fight all this autocratic garbage. You fight the World Economic Forum. You fight the World Health Organization. You say no to all this stuff. This is one of the reasons why you see prepping en masse now, because people are starting to realize, but if we're at war, how are we going to get to the grocery store if they've taken the grocery store over? I mean, all these troops that they think are going to come into America during an EMP attack, they're not thinking very realistically about this. Oh, yeah, I welcome your call. If you have an idea or an arguendo against what I'm saying right now, bring it. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Wait for the prompts, press one, get in the studio. This is the thing. They are setting up a surveillance state. Zuckerberg even. Meta, Facebook, Instagram's parent company, you know, is diving headfirst into the world of AI-powered wearables such as camera buds. Yeah, combining audio and video, and then they're going to use that to surveil capitalism data. Android Authority reports that according to a report by The Information, Meta is developing AI-powered earphones equipped with cameras, internally codenamed Camera Buds, designed to leverage AI capabilities for real-time object identification and foreign language translation, potentially revolutionizing how users interact with their surroundings. You talk about surveillance state times 100. They'll call them smart earphones. Yeah, Ear Micro, which is a Kansas-based electronics company, is making them. There are some technical challenges, but don't worry. You know, camera obstruction by long hair and overheating, well, they'll figure that out. Elon Musk, by the way, realizing he made a big boo-boo in getting rid of his supercharger team, just now rehired some of the nearly 500 employees from that team that were laid off in late April. Bloomberg, of course, reporting the exact number remains undisclosed, but both Musk and other executives have not responded to requests for comments. No. They don't want to do that. Because Musk last week pledged to invest well over $500 million in expanding Tesla's charging network this year. They really are trying. You know why it would be self-defeating for him to do it? Even with all this crap that the Biden administration says that they're going to do, putting tariffs on Chinese EVs because they don't want to kill the American economy. What do you think they're doing already? Really? For those of you out there that want to make your tomato plants thrive, baking soda, sodium bicarb. Versatile substance commonly found in the kitchen. Beyond its culinary uses, it's become a handy tool in gardening, particularly in caring for tomato plants. You see, I like to use eggshells and grind them up in my coffee grinder. I have a separate coffee grinder for eggshells and put that on tomatoes, but sodium bicarb. We have an article on our email blast and also on the front page of the Power Hour that will take you into the instruction phase of how to use sodium bicarb to make your tomato plants do real well. Tomatoes, especially the heirloom kind, when they're cooked, contain a lot of lycopene. So I particularly like them in tomato sauce, but not too spicy. There is some acid there, okay? In the Second Amendment category, and we talked about this yesterday with Lee Williams, one of the things we brought up was the airman, Roger Fortson, on May 3rd of this year, an Okaloosa, Florida County deputy sheriff. Again, this is the second time he was involved in an officer-initiated shooting. The first time he shot up a police car. But this time the deputy shot and killed the man he was looking at. That is Roger Fortson, who had done nothing wrong. He hadn't been accused or arrested. There was no warrant, nothing. He was in his own home and answered his door when the deputy knocked. The deputy, seeing Fortson holding a handgun below his waist, not aiming at the deputy, didn't bother shouting instructions. He just pulled his gun out, shot Fortson 6 times, killing him. And the sad part about it, the Okaloosa County Sheriff is blindly defending the shooting. Everybody looking at this, one of them, you know, Air Force Special Op Command Officer Scott Lacey, who was asked about the shooting, he served in the same command. He believes Fortson's shooting wasn't justified. It wasn't justified. When he opens the door, he just sees him with a gun and unloads 6 rounds on him. To me, that seems and screams unjust right away, said Lacey. He spent time as an Arizona State Trooper after leaving the military. The airman didn't raise his gun, showed no hostile intent. Justifying that with a shoot-first mentality doesn't make it right, doesn't make it reasonable. It was objectively a bad shooting. It cost a man his life. They need to take this deputy's gun away. They're calling him the Acorn Cop. Because the first time he shot up a cop car, it was because an acorn fell on the police car and he said, active shooter, and started opening up on the police car. He and another deputy, because the other deputy took his word for it, says, I've been shot. And so they unload all their magazine on a cop car. Filled it full of holes. You know, there is a Fourth Amendment objective reasonableness standard. Yeah. But this is the thing. Until we get these tackleberries, all right, off the street. You knew I was going to say Barney Fife, didn't you? No, the tackleberries of the world, until we get them out of the police forces, And until we get sheriffs that actually do what they're supposed to do. Now, I asked Lee Williams yesterday whether or not the Florida sheriffs would defend people that were defending themselves, convicted felon or not, if they were convicted of nonviolent offenses, whether the sheriff's department would allow these people to use the Stand Your Ground law. I'm not sure about this Okaloosa County sheriff now. I'm just not sure. And see, the longer that he maintains this going on, the longer he maintains that there was nothing wrong with what the sheriff's deputy did, then I have a problem with that. And I think every other American should too. Now, when you look at Okaloosa County Sheriff, his name is Eric Aden, A-D-E-N. You know, I would be literally going to sheriff-okaloosa.org, going to the contact button and just slamming him with complaints, saying he needs to stop justifying what this deputy did. This is an officer-involved shooting. And, you know, they're letting this guy off. They're basically saying, and this is Eric Aden now, that I don't believe this deputy did anything wrong. This is almost as bad as what happened to Brian Malinowski, and we talked about him on that on the show yesterday, too. You give these guys a reason to shoot. You see, and the thing is that Fortson didn't have to open the door. He could have said, "Who is it?" and made the cop identify himself. You see, remember when they swatted Marjorie Taylor Greene and she put her gun down before answering the door? She at least asked who it was. And they identified themselves. Okay, and they open. I'm going to open the door now. She knew if she came to the door and the cop saw the gun, he'd shoot her. That's the risk she didn't want to take. So she put her gun down and didn't let the cop see that she had a gun. Fortson didn't know because the cop didn't identify himself. He thought somebody was coming to his door thinking there might be a home invasion. I mean, don't think that Fortson didn't hear what happened March 19th to Brian Malinowski. Oh, that went all over the country and he's in the Air Force. Don't think he didn't hear about that. The ATF just busted his door down at 6 o'clock in the morning. He thought it was a home invasion. They didn't identify themselves, covered up the Ring camera, entered his house in a very swank neighborhood. The guy had no reason to believe he had done anything wrong. Yeah, they bugged his car. I mean, they could have arrested him anywhere, like we discussed yesterday, but they didn't. And Fortson probably knew this. And he thought, you know what? Maybe it is somebody trying to break into my home and they're just checking doorknobs and knocking on doors to see if anybody answers so they can burgle my place. So he got his gun out. Wasn't pointed at the door. He answered the door. The cop shot him 6 times. The guy's dead. And the sheriff is defending this. Eric Aden, you should be ashamed of yourself. We'll get back to the court system, the alleged court system policing itself. Removing a judge from a criminal case over a COVID-19 dispute. Oh, you're going to love this. Wow. System may not be working. You be the judge. We'll be back to talk about that at these important messages. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Why invest in all the great natural supplements from the Power Mall and then use a toothpaste loaded with harmful synthetic chemicals like fluoride? You want really healthy checkups, right? People who switch to Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are reporting healthy-looking gums and whiter teeth. Both the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are formulated with natural products like zinc, folic acid, cloves, and myrrh. It's nature's answer to preventing plaque, reducing the development of cavities, and promoting healthy teeth and gums. Vitamir toothpaste comes in original formula and also with CoQ10 and xylitol, as well as in a great-tasting orange-flavored children's formula, too. Get Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash from the Power Mall today, and you, too, can have healthy checkups. Call 877-817-9829. Or order from thepowermall.com.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
And we're back at 33 minutes after the hour on this hump day edition here of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. And I want to talk about the the court systems policing themselves. This is funny. Ninth Circuit, of course, they're the most liberal circuit of all of the 11 known federal circuits. There are more than just, you know, 1 through 11. There's also the Court of Federal Claims, the D.C. Court of Appeals. I mean, there's all, you know, different circuits. All right. This is the Ninth Circuit we're talking about, the libtards in the Ninth Circuit. They have removed, and we're talking about their appellate court now up in San Francisco, have removed the judge from a criminal case in the Central District of California. And they did this because he twice, and I'm talking about U.S. District Judge Cormac Carney, he dismissed this criminal case twice due to a ban on jury trials during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, see, here's the controversy. And you want to talk about our corrupt justice system? All right, you suspend a jury trial, and here we have this guy. And his name is Dr. Olson, O-L-S-E-N. All right, Dr. Jeffrey Olson. And he was charged in 2017 before the COVID pandemic hit with illegally prescribing drugs, including oxycodone. And, of course, the case was set for trial. And what happened? COVID. Yeah. So by the time it gets to trial, they have suspended jury trials. COVID hits. That happened in August of 2020. Well, actually March, but August of 2020, they indefinitely suspended jury trials in the Central District of California, and it lasted through May of 2021. And of course, Judge Carney dismissed both cases because the ends of justice outweighed every individual's right and the public's right, the government's right to a speedy trial. That is part of the Sixth Amendment, folks. Right to speedy trial. But the appellate court decided that no, this guy, this Dr. Jeffrey Olson, that crime he committed was pretty serious here. Twice we've instructed you to reinstate the indictment, grant a continuance, and set the case for trial. And of course, the appellate court said that Judge Carney, Cormac Carney, no, it's not the Carney that runs the Ferris wheel at the, okay, not him. Judge Carney can't set aside his views about the Sixth Amendment. And the district court, Judge Carney, did not comply with any of those directives that we said. No, you are to reinstate. Twice they did this. Reinstate the indictment, grant a continuance, violate the guy's Sixth Amendment rights. And now we're going to remove you from the criminal case and we're going to assign it to a different judge. Judge Carney, of course, hearing the news, said that he was disappointed and saddened by the circuit court ruling. Described the language used by the judges as a little hostile. Panel said these statements qualify as unusual circumstances that justify reassignment, and again ordered the case remanded back to the district level with reassignment to a different judge. So now they're going to do this little random drawing like they always do. Spin the wheel and see where it lands. Anybody but Judge Carney. So Dr. Jeffrey Olson, whether he likes it or not, is going to get his day in court. That's not a good thing, but that may be your opinion. Look, if the guy was illegally prescribing drugs, don't you think that he deserves a trial by jury? Yeah, but we have this thing. It's called a right to a speedy trial. So was the circuit appellate court right in removing this judge? Were they right in issuing a 44-page ruling saying that this judge screwed up? I mean, what do we do? How does that work? Are Dr. Jeffrey Olson's rights going to be protected? I don't know. I mean, the average person looks at somebody that's illegally dealing oxycodone going, fry him! No. No, even criminals have rights. Huh. Wow. All right. 38 minutes after the hour. Some news of interest here. U.S. Coin Capital, you just heard Fred Dushevsky's commercial here before we came back out of the break. U.S. Coin Capital with OL.com. And, of course, Fred's number is 800-878-2646. For those of you, you have to have $1,000 to spend. See, that's a decent deal. Many of you can come up with $1,000 and you can call Fred or his team and talk to him about buying what I was telling you earlier. And that is the junk silver coins, pre-65, dimes, quarters, and halves. All right. They're saying, and I'm hearing this from all the back channels, that the price of silver is going to skyrocket pretty soon. So it might be a good idea to give Fred a call and invest in that. Also, Prepper Beef Freeze-Dried Beef. They are a partner. And so if you go to the powerhour.com and /partners tab, you can stock up on freeze-dried beef. Now, we've explained to you already that the freeze-drying process costs more because it's a two-step process. Now, I've talked to them, ordered from them, and understand that when you have a 10-plus year shelf life, and this is all American beef, it's not lab-grown, it's pure high quality, no mRNA jabs, high quality beef experience, as real as it gets, it's veteran-owned, all right? They are Patriot-approved beef supplier. Those of you on carnivore diets, have at it. I'm not going to tell you yes or no. Just go. Get the freeze-dried beef. Here's the other thing, too. Imagine, you know, I'm going to tell you something that most people don't know. Ribeye steak. Do you like ribeye steaks? Those of you that aren't vegan or vegetarian that like eating meat, a little carnivore once in a while, those of you that like that, understand that ribeye steaks have a lot of fat in them. Okay, that's what makes them tender. And that's why, you know, the people at Prepper Freeze Dried Beef have looked into this. And see what they do because of the fact that people are going, well, why do I want to buy freeze dried ribeye? Because all that fat in it, I'm not getting a deal. Well, guess what they do? They trim the fat completely off of it and give you pure ribeye freeze-dried beef in the cube with no fat. Because why? Fat does not freeze-dry. Okay? Just so you know. And the reason, again, we were looking at all these different reasons why people are prepping. I'll open the phone lines for the end of the show here. If anybody's got any ideas on how you're prepping that you want to share with us here, solutions, because we are all about that here on the Power Hour. I'm going to open the phone lines right now for the rest of the show. You want to talk about this or anything else that trips your trigger? 844-769-2944. First-time callers, especially welcome. Press the number 1 when you get to the prompts. That'll get you into the studio line. And we can talk about that. Why are you prepping? What are you prepping? What are you doing as far as your water supply? Are you buying a piece of property that has a year-round stream on it where you can go get water if you need it? Are you buying a piece of property, even if it's small, that has a spring on it that runs year-round? You know, because you can actually put a pump into that spring or a tap into that spring that allows you to access spring water and bring it to the surface. You can drill at an angle. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to get water out of the ground because you are going to have to, and I know, well, the water's probably got arsenic in it. You know, look at your U.S. Geological Survey maps because a lot of them, they've been evaluating the water supply and the water flow. And there are areas that are shaded within these geological or geodetical maps that actually show you where the water's tainted. All right, does that mean that you need to get a filtration system in? Well, if you want to survive, I guess you do. Brady, you're back on the show again. Do you have an idea about prepping and what you're doing? Something to share?
Yeah, no, I'm a big fan of solar lighting. And since I moved out of Vegas to by the Grand Canyon area at night, it's pitch black. So I'm encouraging everybody to buy, they're called solar post cap lights. They come in like an 8-pack for about $50. You take one of them lights and you place them in each window of your house. So when the power does go out, that solar light comes on every single night. It's very important that people have some source of solar lighting. And also, now that I found out, they call them a fishing light. It's a solar light or a dock light for fishing off a dock at night.
Those things are
You need
bright.
To get one of them. Those are handheld solar portable fishing dock lights. And that's a survival tool that will come in so handy. And people are not prepared. They don't have batteries. They don't have flashlights. But what you need to get is solar, because at least you can count on the sun for your power.
All right, let me ask you a question, Brady. Do you keep these in EMP bags to make sure that it doesn't burn up the panels?
No, they're just, the lights are, what, $5 or $6 a light, so no big deal. You have a bunch of storage ones that you have in a backup microwave in your garage inside the microwave.
Hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
That's all. Anything that's electronic that you can put inside a microwave and close it, of course, don't turn the microwave on and cook anything. Anything like your phones or anything, that's a natural Faraday cage inside of your microwave.
Yeah, but if they don't work because of an EMP attack, I mean, a cyber attack is one thing because they didn't get to the satellites yet. But when the satellite, when you have a cyber attack and the grid goes down and your phone still works, who are you going to call? Ghostbusters? You're going to call the government? I mean, who are you going to call? Who would you call if you had the opportunity to use your cell phone as everything is winding down and you're in trouble? I mean, who would you call? Your family members? I mean, those who have families? I mean, what kind of advice do you give them when all that works is their cell phone and nothing else?
Okay, I got one thing that I'm going to be purchasing in the near future. It's under Sat Phone 123. They're called the satellite phone, but the ones I like, it's called the Bivy Stick, which allows you to text anywhere. You're not going to get any voice communication, but at least you'll be able to text a message. A lot cheaper, a lot more economical for people that can't afford it. But those sat phones, the sat123.com, I think that's the website. It's a lady that founded it. You can do like a payment plan where it comes out to about, $100 a month for 15 months. So that's $1,500. You then own the phone, but you're getting continuous service through your, in case something does go down while you're paying off your phone, in case of an EMP attack, you got phone service. There's not going to be too many people that have any phone service if they haven't purchased a satellite phone or a Bivy stick.
Well, and the thing is, too, I have to ask Brady, don't you think that you would want to keep that in an EMP bag when you're not using it, just in case?
I agree 100%. Yeah. Something like that. That's your most important source of survival is your phone and your communications. And they know, the government knows, once the EMP hits, this country is screwed. Because, again, nobody's preparing. I think I saw a statistic, only 1% or 2% of the population only invests in silver or gold. 1%?
Wow.
I was just floored. I thought at least more people are getting on board with this, but you try to tell somebody to buy an ounce of silver for $30, or would you rather have a $20 bill and a 10, they'll take the dollar bill and the 20 and the 10. They just don't get it. Yeah. They just don't get it.
I appreciate that, Brady. Thanks for the input today. Marie in Indiana, you're on the phone. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Dave. My main prepping concern is water. I have a lot of animals, and so we've got five 50-gallon barrels in the cellar, and I think it's a, I think it was a half an ounce of bleach per gallon in there with a bullion of silver, because silver helps preserve too.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got an ounce of silver in our Berkey's. And we have a 275 water tote out by the chicken coop, gravity fed, of course, for the animals, so in the garden.
Okay. Let me ask you this. I know that there are solar companies out there that make solar well pumps. Have you thought about investing in one of those?
No, I do have three solar generators, and then I've got four generators, and one of them is run by propane, and then the big Honda can handle the well. And we've got four 500 gallons, two diesel, two regular gas. We're preppers. We've been prepping for about 10 years.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Only 2 years?
10.
Oh, 10 years. Okay.
Something else.
Yeah. All right. Something else that I just got a tip, is about getting your amateur radio license and being a ham radio operator, because you might be able to communicate with other people around the country in the event that we go through a grid down situation. And you can, you know, because I mean, obviously there's a ham radio antenna that goes up there. You're going to have to protect that. But, you know, when it comes down, it fries everything, but still, you know, if you get your amateur radio license and you can keep a ham radio in some sort of a Faraday container, like a trash can that's properly done or whatever the case may be. I like buying the commercial Faraday bags myself because, yeah, they are a couple hundred bucks. But the thing is that's what my solar generators are in. And so that's one of the reasons why, you know, I keep something like that around. And then if you get that amateur radio license, that allows you basically to transmit and do all those things and keep in touch with other ham operators around the country to see what's hitting the fan in various parts of the U.S. So another suggestion I just got in while we were talking.
So that sounds like fun.
Yeah. So how are you doing on the food supply?
Oh, yeah, we're good to go. We got it. There's just the two of us, but I know my family will come, and they're just now starting to wake up. Just for me and him, probably 2 years worth.
Okay, but I mean, and you're gardening too, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got seven gardens.
Oh, good for you. How many acres?
We got 10 acres all fenced in with six dogs.
Good. All right. And the
and
dogs
we have our
are
own
fairly
shooting
good.
Range.
Yeah. And what?
We have our own shooting range.
A woman after my own heart.
Yep. We're having
fun
here.
Well, good for you.
Okay.
And I won't ask you which part of Indiana you're in, because I don't want to disclose all that personal information because of our listening base here. You know, it's kind of neat that you're doing it. You got seven gardens, and how much do you have a root cellar? Are you prepping? I mean, what are you doing there?
Yep. We got a root cellar. I told him 5 years ago, I said, I've got all these gardens and canning stuff. I need a root cellar. So he made me one. It's not dirt floor, so it's temperature controlled. And dehumidified. So my dogs are barking. I got to go, Dave.
All right. Sounds good, Marie. Thank you so much. That means that there's something going on, and we appreciate your call. All right. So see, there you have it. Now, this is one of the reasons why, and I've still got, you know, 3 minutes left for open lines. If you want to get in and comment about how you're doing your prepping, that would be a good thing. See, the more we can get solutions out there, the more people can prepare. And you know what, Marie, something she said that makes a whole lot of sense. Well, my family will come. Well, when your family finds out if there's an EMP attack and their vehicle is not prepared, they're stuck. Trying to get people who aren't in that mode to start prepping, that is an uphill battle, because a lot of them are still in denial that anything is going to go wrong. They look at the southern border. They haven't quite put two and two together to figure out that when the grid goes down and you've got all these military-aged men in your country and we're all on the same level playing field except the government and all these elitists who are out there building bunkers, they're going to lock themselves in their bunker if they can get to them in time. And because for some strange reason, they think their airplanes will work and they can fly to Kauai or wherever it is and get in their bunker, whether you're Bezos or Zuckerberg or whoever you think you are. You know, if you've got advanced knowledge that something is hitting the fan, good luck with that, because I think we're all on the same level playing field when it comes to that. And all of it, I mean, you may think that this stuff is crazy. I don't happen to think it's crazy. I really do think that our government is pushing us into a war, thinking that it's going to help out our economy. We do not have a draft anymore. We have people that are looking at what the Biden administration is doing. And I'm talking about woke Democrats that have all of a sudden said, hey, wait a minute, something's not right here. That's the kind of people I'm talking about. They don't prep. They're going to be on the same level playing field as everybody else, including all these illegal immigrants. And they're going to be stuck trying to figure out how they're going to survive when these immigrants are crashing through their front doors, trying to get to their food, and they will rape, pillage, plunder, and kill, and that'll be the end of it. And it'll be too late. And these homeless illegal immigrants will take up space in their homes because there's no cops around to do anything about it. And they will kill these libtards, get to their food supply, and then they will use that as a home base and go out and start destroying the rest of the neighborhoods. If you don't think something like that could happen, please send us an email at support@thepowerhour.com and let us know why you don't think such a thing could happen. I guarantee you our inbox will be quite dry and empty at this point. Now, if you have a solution you want to share with us, send it to the same email address. We're out of time for today's show, but we will be back tomorrow for our Thursday edition. Let you know what's going on in the world and places around you. Maybe come up with a few more solutions. In the meantime, start prepping. Encourage your family to do the same. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.